Early this morning in New York, a high-speed car collision erupted in a dangerous shootout involving four private security contractors and a man and woman wearing ski masks.
Senator Garris.
There's a problem. 22 minutes ago, ISA operatives in Detroit raided a four-man sleeper cell and only found three targets. The fourth, Yassine Saeed, remains at large. And Mr. Travers, our Samaritan representative, just shut down research.
Hold on. There's a terrorist in Detroit?
And we can't access research or the terrorist hard drive. Travers won't let us see it.
What the hell, Travers? The data on that hard drive is dangerous. A threat to the entire research program. These guys in Detroit weaponized a piece of computer code.
You mean like a virus?
Like a nuclear virus. Samaritan quarantined the code to protect itself.
I should be allowed to view the material.
You wouldn't understand it anyway, so what's the point?
Who the hell do you think you are, Travers?
Mr. Travers is my eyes and ears inside your operation.
We gave you a marvelous car.
Surely you didn't think I'd let you drive it yourself.
Of course I did. You said we would.
As for your missing terrorist, Samaritan has tracked him to an address in Detroit.
But he won't stay there long.
I'm wondering, would you like Mr. Travers to put the key back in the ignition?
Samaritan found the terrorist.
How about that? The hard drive was irrelevant after all.
If we want the intelligence back on, we need to let this go.